Before the Lochte betrayal, and their swords clashing, and their flaming arrows flying, and their siege engines rolling, the Bamar built the cities. Our towers upheld the sky. Flutes, day and night playing. Winds whisper praising. The sun's eye opened wide. Many years before I penned these lines, Lady Clausine leaned over my little bed. I was just a year old and asleep.
Her name is Peregrine?
Lady Clausine shifted the green tassel on my baby cap, which had hidden half my face.
A long appellation.
It's because she's always moving.
My mother squeezed her hands together.
Peregrinating.
So, begging your pardon, we call her Peregrine. Perry.
I wonder you didn't name her hair. She has so much.
Lady Clausine's Lochte guard, her Lochte maid, my father, my mother, and even my sister laughed dutifully. My parents and my sister's green tassels swayed, the tassels we had to wear to mark us as Bamar.
Do you think her hair will stay that color?
My hair was and is a shade between auburn and black, although my parents had locks the dark brown of damp earth, and my sister's hair is the tan of old parchment. The three of them had curls, but my hair has always been as straight as silk thread. My father squinted.
The red may fade.
Have you more children?
Only Annette.
My mother pointed her chin at my sister, who was 9 years old, small for her age, and painfully thin.
How unfortunate no other relative was here to warn the goodman against foolhardiness.
Lady Clausine fell silent. Years later, I speculated about this quiet moment. Did she decide then or earlier, as soon as my father stammered out his reason for stealing from her garden? Would she have wanted any child? Or did my small fingers wrap themselves around her longing? Perhaps my curling eyelashes fanned her desire. Or did my hair, as straight as hers, and the firm set of my mouth suggest a resemblance between us? Practical considerations always weighed heavily with her. She ended the silence.
Soon you and your good wife will leave town. I'll find a place for the two of you, but your daughters I will keep. The elder will...
My baby,
my mother cried. My father pressed his body between Lady Clausine and my bed, but the guard tugged him away and held him. My mother wailed and called vainly for a fairy to come to our aid. My sister clung to her mama. I rolled over and burrowed deeper into my dreams. Finally, my mother ceased screaming and my father stopped struggling. They couldn't have succeeded in keeping us. Power was all with the Lochte. Lady Clausine continued.
I suppose the sister is not given to peregrinating?
My father shook his head. Annette was as steady as a good donkey.
She will be her sister's nursemaid. Hers will be a better life than you could have reasonably expected.
No one answered. Lady Clausine couldn't guess what a Bamar father wishes for his child. She lifted me out of my bed.
Good night, Goodman. Good wife, rejoice that it did not go worse for you. Come, Annette.
My sister balked.
Move, girl.
The guard took her elbow. She shook him off. Our mother whispered into her hair,
please care for Perry as I would.
She didn't say, love Perry as I would. Perhaps she knew not to demand the impossible. Lady Clausine carried me through the iron gate which my father had climbed to commit his crime, down the torchlit cobbled garden path, through a long castle corridor to the empty nursery. I didn't waken. Despite the purloined fruit I'd been fed, I was a scrawny thing and mustn't have been heavy. But had I weighed as much as a young ox, Lady Clausine would have managed. The Lochte, as I learned again and again, were strong and resolute. Annette followed with the guard and the maid. In the nursery, Lady Clausine lowered me into a gilded crib that had been kept ready for 15 years. Its linen sheets were fine and clean, but the mattress was as thin as my old one had been, and the blanket no warmer. Lochte children enjoyed the trappings of wealth, but not the comforts. I didn't whimper, merely continued my sleep.